eczema's unrelenting itch and rash. If you know the feeling, you should know the facts. The eczema medication you're taking may not be right for you. Visit MyRawTruth.com and talk to your dermatologist about your symptoms and treatment options.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey, Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, there was a figure in the doorway. He thought it was a real person, but no one was there. And he wasn't the only one who saw it.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? We would love to hear it. We would love to share it with everybody. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you like an ad-free version of the show, you can get that along with advance episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts, and you can try it 3 days free, or sign up at patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy Gordon!
Well, hi. Hey, how's it going? Let's talk ghosts.
Well, all right, I guess so. I had planned a whole episode on renovating one's living room, but...
Oh, okay, wrong show. I need to turn my head around. Okay.
But if you turn it all the way around, that becomes a paranormal show again.
Back to ghosts again. Okay, so this one should be interesting because all I know is from what you said in the intro, there's a validation that this wasn't the only person that saw something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to have validation because sometimes I'm thinking to myself, did I really see that? Did I really? And, you know, it would be nice to have somebody, but I live by myself and my dog Madden just kind of gives me the look like, yeah, I saw it too. And I just have to rely on my dog. So this will be interesting.
In my house, it's different because my cats, especially the young one, are like, I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Not
Don't
me,
look
dude.
At me like that. I'm just Izzy. I do whatever I want. I wonder if Izzy had a voice, what he would sound like. I don't think like that.
No.
I do whatever I want. That doesn't sound like him. He'd be like, hey. I don't know what his voice would sound like. I need to figure this out.
I'm going to have to think about that.
I think because he's young, so it might be like, hey, dude.
Well, I always think of Madden as kind of a surfer dude. Like, yeah, dude. Like, cool. Yeah, sure. Let's do it. You know, kind of that kind of vibe.
I don't know. Anyway, so here is the story.
Okay, let's go.
So about 5 years ago, I went on a mission trip with my youth group to Georgia to hold a vacation Bible school for a church down there. I'm going to say right off the bat, that is not normally the first sentence to a paranormal story.
But in this case, it is.
Normally, we don't have a lot of people on a mission trip with a youth group and vacation Bible school and church all in one sentence, and then it goes into the paranormal. But this time it does.
It makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. So when we stayed there, we had groups of three or four of us, and we would stay with members and their families while we were there. I was put in a group with four guys, so we had a family that had two separate rooms, so two stayed in one room, and me and another guy shared another. Well, the first night, the guy who was in my room woke me up and said that he saw someone staring at us in the doorway. When I looked up, I saw the figure of someone in the doorway, and it was looking at us. And I said, "Hello, am I snoring too loud?" When I didn't get a reply, I grabbed my phone for light to shine at the door, but when I did, it was gone. I brushed it off as one of the church members checking on us or maybe sleepwalking. And that's good debunking. I could see a sleepwalker doing that.
Well, yeah, or you know, you might just check on people to make sure that everybody's okay, you know, got kids in the house. You just want to make sure everybody's settled in.
Right. So
that's not totally creepy.
And they
could have
walked off in the amount of time it took you to get your flashlight turned on your phone, because that takes a second.
Yeah.
Well, the next night we were asleep and I got woken up by one of the other guys from the other room. He hit me in the arm and said, "Don't scare us like that again. It wasn't funny." I asked him what he was talking about. He described to me what he and the other guy had seen, and I told him that's what happened to us the night before. So the next morning before we left, we were going to talk to the church members, and when we brought it up to the people whose house we were staying in, they got spooked because they had the same thing happen to them in the house multiple times, but never said anything to anyone. Another time I was at my uncle's house playing pool with him, and his son was downstairs watching TV. There was a walkway that you could look from the doorway down to the living room where the TV was. Well, me and my uncle were playing pool with the door closed, and we both heard the door rattle like someone was pushing and pulling on the door by the handle. My uncle goes and opens the door, and there's no one there. He looked down the hall to the living room, and there was his son on the couch. So he just closed the door and said he guessed a door to outside must have opened and made the door rattle. But I thought to myself that we would have heard a door open and close for that to happen. But I shrugged it off and we kept playing until we heard three loud bangs on the door, like someone was slamming their hand on the door. My uncle swung the door open and nothing was there. We both went to the railing on the walkway, yelling at my cousin for scaring the crap out of us, and he yelled, saying that it was us and we had scared him. But we didn't do it, and he didn't do it. Needless to say, I haven't been back in a while. I grew up in a very conservative Christian background and was taught not to believe in the paranormal, but I've made a choice that I do believe, and I've had experiences that I haven't been able to talk about to anyone other than my wife. I have more stories of things that me and my wife have experienced, but I'll leave those for another time if you would like to read them. That's from Chris. And of course we would like to read them, Chris.
Yes.
See, I just think with him, you know, when you're brought up to believe that those sorts of things don't happen, yet they do happen and you can't explain it, it would be really hard to get all your belief system in line. Because this is happening, but I'm told it's not. You know, it can't happen.
Well, you know, I always think, and I've said this before on the show, and I just think that if you believe, if you have a religious faith, you're already acknowledging a greater power, that there's other things out there. And the one what you choose to believe, you choose in something that you believe is, you know, good for you, protects you, gives you, you know, forgiveness, all the things that you want, right? Hope of an afterlife, all those things. But you're putting belief in something else that's not concrete, right? That's, I mean, not something that you can, is tangible, that you can hold on to. So you are acknowledged. I always am kind of, I don't understand it. It's like, if there's good, there's bad. Or if if you say there's these spirits, then why wouldn't there be other ones?
Right. And depending on your belief system, whatever it is that you believe in, whether you're Catholic. So say you are a Catholic, because that's a good example. And you believe in saints and praying to saints and spirits. Like, you believe in that. You know, there's the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Now, not saying that this guy standing in the doorway by any means was the Holy Spirit.
No.
But you know what
I'm
saying? It's like you believe that there are greater powers that you can't see, which is why you have faith. Mm-hmm. How can there not be the other? Saying that these are evil by any means. I think there are some evil things. I think if you have good in this world, there's always going to be an opposite to everything.
That's what I think too. Yeah. And you're right. If you pray to a saint for intercession or to help you or something, I don't understand quite the difference. I'm not exactly sure about that. So it just makes sense to me. But at any rate, let's kind of figure out this. What do you think about the first house?
Oh, yeah. Moving on. Because the first one was like, that was a no-brainer. Because he saw it, the guy in his room saw it, the next night the other guy saw it, and then the people in the house are like, oh, yeah, we haven't told anybody, but we've been having problems with that forever.
Well, up until they said that, I was kind of like, I'm sorry, but it still could be somebody looking in on you, you know, and seeing if you guys are okay.
Yeah, but when the people who have the house are validating that now.
Then that happened, then it was like, okay, all right, now we've got a story.
But see, here's what I think it comes back to. So if he's doing this church, vacation, Bible school, mission combination of things in Georgia, the people he's staying with are of the same faith that he is. So if he's been brought up not to believe in the paranormal, they don't. So that's probably why they have never talked about it, because this can't be happening.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to ignore it. So yeah. I'd like to know what they did with that information. So I definitely think that happened. And then the other one's just weird, like with, you know, they're hearing the door rattle. They hear the three loud bangs on the door. And,
it's interesting that both stories have something to do with the doorway. You know?
True.
Both of these events have something in common, and that is a door. And we've always said, what's with doors? I've got one in my house that seems to have some sort of energy.
I have doors in my house, too. Okay. Because the way you go, I've got one in my house.
That probably got everybody going. They were like, oh, my God, Kathy's got doors in her house.
Door? What? So
no, but I have a door that has some sort of energy. And we've discussed this before, that you can take my Bluetooth speaker and it will not work there. It kind of statics there, which is weird, static on a Bluetooth speaker, but it works perfect in every other place in the house. And I've seen, a man standing a couple times in that doorway. So
have you ever thought about changing rooms? But then you've got the one that the light just turns on and off by itself.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
I
wouldn't
want
to be that one. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in that one. And then in the other bedroom, the door kept opening. Remember? I kept having the door open and I'd shut it. And then I'd shut it again and I'd shut it, you know. And then it opened in the night and scared me.
Well, damn, Kathy. I was going to suggest moving to another room, but whatever.
I don't know. Yeah, I might have to just go to a different house. But then I think it goes with me. But but I always kind of wonder, like, are doorways portals, or like when something knocks, is that saying that something, it's, you know, a door is opening, or be looking for, you know, maybe it's not something bad. Maybe it's just trying to tell us that, you know, that time to change course, look in a different direction, do something. I don't know. What do you think?
You're kind of like using this door thing as one would use tarot cards.
Well, I kind of am, aren't I?
So I don't know. I think it's interesting, although we have looked into it before. And one of the things about the three knocks is that it's foreshadowing death. I think we have debunked that always, over and over and over and over again.
Because it doesn't always. Because
then I think there would have been added on here. And oh, by the way, my uncle died the next day.
But it does happen in threes. Things seem to be, that seems to be an important number, that it knocks in threes.
But, you know, right? You and I have talked about this before, like look in Christianity and the threes and all of the mm-hmm. things.
Right. The Trinity.
You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. So I think there's, I kind of applaud him for, you know, he grew up very conservatively, which most of us grow up the way our parents want us to. And, you know, you...
Do you think that's true?
Well, yeah.
Do you think we grew up the way our parents
No, you took your kids to the Lutheran church. Mom was going to Methodist church, you know, although I kept going way after she quit. But I think that that's your first experience with it, with religion. Oh, okay. It's whatever religion your parents were. That's because it's not like you're 5 or 6 and they're like, what do you want to do? You want to go to Catholic church? Do you want to... You want to look into Judaism or, you know, kids don't really have a choice. So I think it's interesting when someone like him, they kind of come to their own and they, maybe it's like you can have both. And I don't mm-hmm. know if he's still conservative Christian, but I think it's interesting that sometimes what you've brought up with, the belief system you've been brought up with, when you encounter things out in the world that kind of don't line up, you know, especially the paranormal, mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's not a matter of believing if it happens. If it's happened to you, you experienced it. And there's a very big difference between an experience and a belief. Mm-hmm. And you and I have had lots of experiences.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I agree. You're right. I applaud him for being open-minded and thinking about other possibilities. And, you know, that mindset will take you far.
And sometimes you just can't explain it other than going, that's some paranormal voodoo witchcraft shit right there.
That's right.
Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
Hello, my name is, I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. Hello, my name is Viri, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I'm a new listener of your podcast. I have always found the paranormal to be fascinating, and I have a couple of stories for you. Both of these stories are from the same location, my grandmother's former house in Schaumburg, Illinois. I had moved in with her shortly after high school, and there were always odd things happening in her home. For example, little things at night, like the sound of someone clanging pots and pans together in the kitchen and no one being there. Also, the sound of bare feet walking up and down our hallway at night. As for some background on my grandmother's house, it was brand new. It wasn't some old house with history, so I've always wondered where the spirit originated from. And we'll jump in here. I don't know how many bazillions of times we've heard about paranormal activity in brand new houses.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to think back to what happened on that land. You know, there could have been a sod cabin on that land where some horrible things happened, you know, back in the 1800s. You know, there could have been a house built on there that was torn down in 1940. You just don't know.
Well, there's that possibility, but there's also the possibility that you brought it with you.
Mm-hmm. Or you just went to that antique store and thought that little creepy baby buggy with that creepy doll was really adorable and you brought it home and things have been happening ever since.
Yep.
Anyway.
There you go.
On to my first experience. I lived in the house with my grandma, aunt, and her two kids. We had put the kids to bed and it was very late at night. At the time, we were making some improvements to the house and we would be working into the wee hours of the night until we got tired. We were scraping up linoleum tiles from the kitchen area and hallway to replace it with the interlocking wood floors. We were talking and joking around as we scraped at tile. I can't remember exactly what my aunt said, but it was something funny and we started laughing. As we were laughing, we all heard a child laugh in the room with us, and we all went silent to listen, and we just stared at each other. We heard it for a couple of seconds after we had abruptly stopped to try to verify what we heard. We just sat there sort of baffled in silence. The kids were sleeping upstairs as my aunt had gotten up off the floor to check just in case it was them and they were knocked out sleeping. My second story involves my aunt and her son. We'd been watching some kid movies one night, and it was time to put her son to sleep. My aunt took her son upstairs, and I got ready to stretch my legs and have a smoke. Our living room had the sliding door to gain access to the porch, and I was standing in the doorway enjoying my smoke and looking up at the stars. Suddenly, I felt this tug on my pants, like when a child is trying to get your attention, and I heard three words. I was zoned out and didn't make out what it said, but I had been sure my cousin had escaped from my aunt and was trying to postpone his bedtime a little more. So I flicked my cigarette away and said, "Anthony, it's already past your bedtime." And as I turned around, no one was there. It mildly unnerved me because it wasn't what I had been expecting. Many things happened in this house, but not once did I ever feel threatened or scared. We are certain this is a spirit of a child because it did childlike things. My grandmother sadly sold her home about 3 years ago after having it for almost 15 years. I can honestly say that spirit had become part of the family. Thank you very much, and I hope to hear this on the podcast. That's interesting. Definitely, I'm going with it. It sounds like a kid, right?
Well, yes, absolutely. You know that feeling when a child grabs you. You know, they pull on your clothes, or you know, they touch your leg, or something like that. And you know it, and she knew it enough that she turned around to talk to him.
Right.
But and okay, I need like some clarification.
Okay.
What are the three words
she didn't say? She heard three words. I zoned out, but didn't make out what was said.
Okay. So, but she knew it was three words.
Yeah. So it could have just been like, wah, 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 like a Charlie Brown's teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you. Charlie Brand's teacher is saying something, but you have no idea. So maybe it was kind of like that.
Probably something like that. Yeah. Interesting. And definitely when they were doing the flooring.
Which that was the creepiest part of the whole thing, is hearing like you all start laughing. You're in your own little zone doing your thing and somebody said something funny and everybody laughs. And then you hear a kid laughing. So you would do exactly what they did. Like when your kids were little. We would be like, oh, we heard one of the kids. Then you'd have to go tell them to go back to bed because aunts don't do that, only moms.
Right, right. But when you think about that, like I'm thinking in the last story, there was validation from other people. This one too.
Because they all heard it.
Yeah.
And the other things like the pots and stuff clanging and banging in the kitchen and barefoot feet, which that sounds like a kid too.
That when you said, when they said that the child laughed, I thought of the little padding of feet, you know, going down the hallway. And I thought, oh, I bet they were thinking about a child barefoot going down the hallway.
But you know, one thing that I really liked, the best part of the story was
what's the best part?
They thought this was a child, and then it said, I can honestly say the spirit had become part of our family.
Yeah.
So it just makes you kind of, you know, it's just interesting. It kind of touched my heart because they cared.
Yeah.
It must have been going on, like this was just a few examples, must have been going on for a while, right?
Must have been. Yeah.
So it's
up in Chicago, and I think Chicago is loaded with
Schaumburg,
haunted stuff.
Schaumburg, is that like a suburb of Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm right, I think Schaumburg's north, but everyone will correct me if I'm not, but I kind of think it's north.
And I hope I said it properly. It felt good the way I said it, so I don't know if I was right or wrong. We'll go with it. If you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem.
We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuels every drive from Lake Erie to the Ohio River with a fuel like no other. It's engineered with four levels of defense to help keep your engine running like new. That means more power when you need it and more performance with every drive. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. More power, more performance. Chances are you're not far from a Shell station. Download the Shell app to find it. Formulation unique to Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Gasoline compared to lower octane minimum detergent gasoline. Actual effects and benefits may vary according to vehicle type, driving conditions, and driving style. See shell.us/more for more information.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.